You want to hear what a manatee sounds like?
Thing where I sing better if I am barefoot. And I don't have socks on right now.
Everyone knows my name. They can read it on my sleeve.
Played a banjo badly.
Feel the heat from the fire that's been burning in your heart.
Like, I love the old vintage stuff.
Somehow the 60s and 19 days, they woke up in the dark.
We had to bury that stupid llama and it took us forever.
How to make music happen, how to make it pretty, how to make it dissonant, and I learned how to sing through them.
Don't have babies with crazy people, cause they never go away.
And then you could take like 6 pennies and tape them to the arm and it would ride over the wave.
Hello, welcome to Moonshine and Music. I'm Joe Shelton, and I'm the host of this rabble. Anyway, we're a very slow production unit. So the show tonight is Joel David Weir. It was shot during National Road Music Series Event 2, which was last fall. And I know it took a long time to put it together, but I just wanted you to be aware of that. There's a lot of stuff going on in my world. We've been working on a brand new record and we've started putting out singles and stuff from it. And now finally gotten around to getting all the editing done from last fall's National Road Music Series shows for the Moonshine and Music podcast. It's a really good episode. The next few episodes are going to feature all the National Road Music Series concerts from the fall, as we are also putting on new National Road Music Series concerts in the spring. So get tickets to one of those, and we'll see you down the road soon. Here we go. Let's talk to Joel David Weir.
Well, welcome back to Moonshine and Music. Hi there, Joel David Weir. How you doing today?
Hey, Joe. Doing well.
Yeah, it's great. Thanks. So we're here at the H.J. Ricks Theater for the National Road Music Series. Uh-huh. What are you feeling right now about having to do this, event in a real theater?
I'm excited. I walked in, and, someone who, I played some shows like this before, but for the most part, I'm playing breweries, I'm playing, bars and tap rooms and all that kind of stuff, and it's always a special thing to walk in and think, okay, it's going to be, in many ways, like a listening audience just by the nature of the way the place is, and everything during sound check, just how good it sounds, it's a real treat. So fighting against bare walls and everything, and yeah.
For me, the place is empty and it sounds great, and I don't really care if anybody's in there.
I just
want to hang out up there on the stage all day.
Yeah, for sure.
What have you been working on lately? You got any new projects or anything?
So the last thing I've been working on is I'm kind of. Because I had my album Gethsemane come out it was on January 1st actually of this year, and so I'm really when I'm playing shows and everything, it's really on that album. I haven't recorded anything new since then. I mean, I'm always writing, but I'm actually working on just released a record that the first time I've produced someone else's record, and it's a Indianapolis artist by the name of Timothy Rye, outlaw country kind of thing, and it's been fun to expand into that world of working with a few other artists. I've got a local songwriter from Crawfordsville that I'm gonna work with next, so I've been doing that, but I've been getting ideas, I've been scratching stuff on the paper, so I mean, songs are gonna come, so of my own, but that's kind of what I'm doing now.
Well, that's really cool. I produce records too, and I love uh-huh. I love both. It's like fun to do the other.
Yeah.
And this year I've been working on a new one, so I haven't done anybody else's stuff for a minute.
Yep.
So it'll be kind of fun.
Give and go. Yeah.
I've got a couple people lined up to do things with, and I'm like, you know, as soon as mine's done, man, we'll get to.
yeah, for sure.
It's tough to like change your headspace and do more than one thing, right?
Right. Yeah.
So, been touring around playing?
Yeah, playing a lot. You know, usually maybe four or five shows a month. I've got a big show coming up in Cincinnati on November 9th, and it's just big because it's a full band show. I usually am doing solo acoustic. That's just honestly logistically that's what works. It's easier to book shows for myself, and but at that show it's going to be the band that recorded with me on Gethsemane, including Rich Herdinsky, who's one of my favorite guitarists ever, so he'll be playing at that show at the at the Motor Pub in Cincy.
Oh, that's cool.
On November 9th. So I'm really excited about that. I'm excited about all the shows, though. I mean, I've got MASH Captain Greenwood next week. I've got, you know, and I get as excited about that too. But it's just like it'll be.
Yeah,
special.
I like playing at MASHCraft. People are nice there.
They are. Yeah. Everybody is nice. They always treat me really well. Just every I don't know. It's just a
one
good
time. One time I had to play in there, and the Colts were playing on a Thursday night, and that was bad.
Yes,
like,
yeah.
Because their game was on like the TV, and there was no getting anybody's attention. It was like funny. I kept trying to do stuff to get their attention, and it was like they'd look at me for a minute, and then like
look what
back.
Are you doing?
You don't want to play on there when the Colts are on Thursday Night Football. It's a bad
I better look ahead and see if they are. But, I once wrote a song on the fly there. There was a bachelor party, and they all asked me, could you write a song for this guy? And they told me just a little bit about like what his name was, what her name was. And I'm like, give me 10 minutes. I'm going to take a break. Write a song for you. I can't remember it. I didn't. But yeah, you know, it was special. Something always at MASHCraft. Something special always happens. Like something kind of like, oh, that was interesting. Yeah,
that's really cool. Yeah. I love that. Well, good luck out there tonight.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
It's going to be exciting. Got some good acts in front of you or after you.
So
you know, no pressure.
I know. Hey, yeah. I'm just there to warm things up to start the ascent.
Wake everybody up.
Yeah, start the ascent.
All right. Thanks for coming out, Joel.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Joe.
This next song is called Hey America. Couple more, baby, we don't talk that much. I got a woman, my God, she's the best I've ever seen. She keep me rolling like an 18-wheel machine. I'm on a roll, I'm rolling. Rolling on. I'm an Indiana boy with a heart that won't sit still. Well, my cups are running over, but I still ain't got my fill. So pray for my Mary that I keep my spirit right. Jesus, when I want to give up the fight, I'm on a roll, I'm rolling, rolling on, I'm on a roll, honey, I'm rolling, hey, America.
Thank you. Thanks very much. I'll play the song. but John Prine's an amazing American singer-songwriter that we lost way too soon in 2020 to COVID. And he wrote songs like Angel from Montgomery and Paradise and some other songs you might know that other people sang. But he's a Midwestern dude, used to be a letter carrier, just like I used to be a letter carrier. And I've always loved John Prine. And anyway, when we were over in England, we went to the Tower of London. And in the Tower of London, there's the one place where they kept all the prisoners. And in that place, they still have preserved the carvings in the wall of the people who were there back in the 1500s. It's incredible, like basically the graffiti from prisoners back then. And people that were there for religious reasons, for probably, you know, speaking out against the crown and, you know, maybe telling the queen she probably shouldn't cut people's heads off and stuff like that. And anyways, I'm looking around at all these carvings and I see this thing written in Latin, and then underneath it is written in really big letters, John Prine. Yeah, and I thought to myself, well, there's only two logical conclusions I can draw. There's only two. Don't come at me with like somebody else could have been named John Prine, whatever. The two logical conclusions are that John Prine is a time traveler, or that John Prine pulled off this amazing prank. And both of those make the world a little better, so that's the ones I'm going to believe. One of those two things happened. Because it was in 1568 that this was written, this thing in Latin. The thing in Latin said, the word of the Lord shall remain over all. And then next to that, there was somebody that was in there at the same time as him, and they just carved, I hope next year's better than this. So I thought, there's a song there, man. And so what I did was, and John, forgive me and bless me, decided to try to write a John Prine song from the perspective of his cellmate in the Tower of London in the 1560s. So, bet you never heard a song like that before. That'll be my last one too, and then I'll make way for the fantastic artists that are coming up, Catherine Nagy Trio and Reckless Bound. It's gonna be awesome. So I heard their sound checks. It's gonna be incredible. Y'all are in for a treat. Anyway, this song is called The Tower of Hurt, and I hope you enjoy it. Even if you don't know who John Prine is, you can get into the mindset a little bit. Tower, London, 1563. Sitting there lonesome, wishing I were free. Just then, some poor soul's thrown into my cell. His jacket was torn and his boots shot to hell. He said, my name's Johnny. I said, what on earth has landed you here in this tower of hurt? He said, I was singing, just singing my song. And I guess I said something that caused some alarm. It was the autumn of winter of 1563. Tower of London, John Prine and me. He said I was singing at the old Mitre Inn. The ladies were dancing and the boys were all kin. Then I said something about Jesus and then how cutting off heads, well, that's probably a sin. It was the autumn of winter of 1563. Tower of London, John Prine and me. I bet it was old Georgie who ratted me out. There's something about that feller I just can't figure out. But never trust a feller who won't raise a pint, but spends his time telling everybody he's right. It was a spring or summer of 1566. They dragged Johnny out, and I knew what that meant. So I took me a rock, I clenched up my fist, and I carved, I hope next year is better than this. It was the Tower of London of 1568. I'm missing old Johnny and I'm just staring at my plate. When all of a sudden I saw carved in the wall, oh, the word of the Lord shall remain over all. It was the autumn of winter, 1563. Tower of London, John Prine and me. Thank you, Alan. Joel David Weir.
Moonshine and Music is produced by Joe Shelton. Our cameraman Grip Stunt Doublin. I mean, he does other stuff. Brent Lee Smith on audio. We've got Joe Shelton and Tony Seiler. And on artwork, Bailey Shelton, lighting by Heather Warnstaff. Our production assistants are Patrick Zabriskie, Sarah Shelton, and Ray Hoskins. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time on Moonshine and Music.